Miami Marlins second baseman Dee Gordon is serving an 80-game suspension for violating Major League Baseball's policy against the use of performance-enhancing drugs, or PEDs. Gordon's one of the game's top players. He won the National League batting title last year. He also led the league in hits and stolen bases and won a Golden Glove for his defensive play at second base. Now he's going to miss most of the rest of the season. In fact, six players have been suspended over PED use this year, and ESPN reports more are on the way. Mike Pesca is Here Now sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast The Gist at Slate.com. Mike, start with Dee Gordon. He says he didn't knowingly use PEDs.
Yes, but when Dee Gordon came into the league, he weighed 140-ish pounds. Now he weighs 170. He's not a bulked up huge guy, and he's the furthest thing from a power hitter. No home runs this year. I think he has 8 career home runs, but he is a fast guy. He is a speedy guy, and he needed to put on weight. Buster Olney, the great columnist of ESPN, said two things about Dee Gordon, that he always used to have conversations with Gordon about his struggle to put on weight to maintain the sort of weight that he needed to last through a major league season. And the second thing is Dee Gordon's one of the nicest guys, top 10 all time, Buster Olney saying, and everyone echoes that. So it challenges our concept of what PED use maybe is, or if we had that concept that it's only sluggers. But and you know, many athletes say that they didn't know that they were taking it. That doesn't mean that they're telling the truth.
Well, he tested positive for two pharmaceutical no-nos, if you will. And according to ESPN, there's another suspension coming, and this one for a player who used a steroid called Turinabol. That's a drug that was commonly used by East German athletes back in the 70s. What do you know about that?
Well, I think a lot of people who look at the pharmacology of these drugs are surprised that they came back, but there's a cat and mouse game between detection and taking it. And so I think that there could be a new composition of this new drug, or that athletes believe that they would be taking these drugs and they'd be out of their system by the time they were tested. Now, the Major League Baseball and the testers and the doping police could have had a test that detects it earlier than the players know. And so this is why it was turning up. So in other words, it might not have been the case that the popularity of specific drugs declined. It just might be the case that the detectability of these drugs declined. And then how would we know that they were taking them? One or two better tests that even detect the drugs in your system longer than the last test can inform us, hey, these drugs that we thought had gone out of favor never really did.
Yeah, well, two players, Chris Colabello of the Toronto Blue Jays and Daniel Stumpf of the Philadelphia Phillies, have already tested positive for Turinabol. These were tests that were in spring training when players knew they were going to be tested, so it might go to your theory. But how are players reacting to this and the suspensions and, you know, Dee Gordon, all of it?
Right. His teammates, people who know him, are just really sad and a little shocked. Although, you know, he got a contract for $10 million for 5 years, $50 million, so $10 million a year. And being able to keep that weight on helped him earn the contract. Mm. So just from an economic standpoint, you could see why he would have done it. People who view it morally say, wow, you'd never think a good kid like Dee Gordon would do it. Well, I don't know if it's necessarily falls on moral lines. A lot of players, Justin Verlander, great pitcher for the Tigers, tweeted out that players should not be allowed to play when they're appealing a suspension. And no one knew that Dee Gordon had tested positive, and he affected games, and he won games on game-winning hits when he was under suspicion. But what do you do? As soon as you get a bad test, you take a guy out of the game and then the test is wrong. That's an injustice too.
Yeah.
So they nab Dee Gordon. I don't know if they'll be changing too much.